Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. I was cleaning out a closet the other day, and I found an old notebook of mine from 1977. It was an early ledger of my dealings with treasure hunting magazines, and I'd like to share some of the entries with you. First, there were several handwritten rough drafts of articles I later sold to treasure magazines. There were a few pages of ideas for new articles, and some outlines I never got around to finishing. There was a list of non-treasure magazines that I thought might be interested in buying some general-purpose treasure articles. I never got around to submitting anything to them either, though. And there was a list of dates I sent articles out, dates I heard back from the magazines, and how much I was paid for the articles I sold. Now, back in 1977, there were five treasure magazines: Western and Eastern Treasures, Lost Treasure, Treasure, Treasure Search, and Treasure Found. The last three, Treasure, Treasure Search, and Treasure Found, were all owned by the same company, Jess Publishing, in 29 Palms, California. Jess Publishing went out of business several years ago, and now just Lost Treasure and Western and Eastern Treasures are the only magazines left. I started treasure hunting in 1973, so I had 4 years of metal detecting experience under my belt when I decided to write and submit an article to one of the treasure magazines. At the time, I had a wedding photography business, so I decided to combine my interests and write an article called Photography for the Treasure Hunter. I shot several pictures of my wife using my metal detector, and I wrote up a lot of basic photography tips. I sent my article and photos to Western and Eastern Treasures on April 6, 1977. 5 weeks later, on May 9th, I got a check in the mail for $45, and my article appeared in the October 1977 issue of Western and Eastern Treasures. It was the first article I ever tried to sell. A week before I got the acceptance letter and check from Western and Eastern, I submitted an article to Treasure Magazine. This one was called Alabama's Richest Ghost Town. It told the story of Cahaba, the first capital of Alabama, which had been abandoned after being washed out by a flood. At the time, I lived within easy driving distance of the ruins of the town, so I was able to submit several photos with the article. 6 weeks later, Treasure Magazine bought that article for $110, and they published it in the October 1977 issue of Treasure Search Magazine. Soon after that, I began working full-time in radio, but I continued to sell a few other articles on the side. And finally, I was asked to write regularly for Treasure Quest magazine. They even named me associate editor, and I think I got $250 for each article I wrote. It was okay that they had several other associate editors. It was great seeing that title on the masthead every issue. Alas, Treasure Quest magazine folded, and I was out of the magazine article writing business. As I said earlier, there are still two monthly magazines out there, Lost Treasures and Western and Eastern Treasures. If you have a hankering to see your work in print, both of these magazines welcome new authors. And if you are hesitant to write because you haven't done it before, don't let that stop you. Everybody has to start somewhere, and if you post notes on the internet treasure boards, you probably have something to say to a larger audience. Just remember that the magazines also want good pictures. Here's how you get going. You just go to your library and look up a copy of a book called Writer's Market. Many libraries keep the current volume on reserve, but you can borrow last year's copy. You'll find articles on how to write for magazines, how to submit your material, and even the addresses of hundreds of magazines, including the treasure magazines. Best of luck to you, and I hope your hobby of treasure hunting can lead you to another hobby, writing for publication. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voicer MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.